for a championship.
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. The Kyan's on touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome to Washington and Jefferson College's Ross Memorial Park. Today, the WJPA Sports Network presents PIAA Class A Baseball quarterfinal playoff action between the 13-6 Avella Eagles and the 17-5 Eden Christian Academy Warriors. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah, and our WJPA Sports Network producer is Randy Gore. And our game today is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Rims Tire and Auto Repair. One call does almost all. 724-356-2767. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. We'll take a look at the starting lineups and get you set for this afternoon's game when we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Cars are a lot more complicated than they used to be. When that pesky check engine light comes on, don't freak out. Bring your vehicle to Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair. They'll keep you on the road with oil changes, brakes, tires, alignments, state and emissions inspections, and Zrim's is one of the few places that still does motorcycle inspections. Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair, Old Ridge Road in Avella. One call does almost all. 724-356-2767. 724-356-2767.
Coming up at the top of the hour, first pitch between the Eden Christian Academy Warriors and the Avella Eagles, state quarterfinal baseball action. And the winner of this game will advance to Monday's semifinals. Of course, site and times to be determined. But the opponent has already been determined. That will be Sagertown. Sagertown defeated Bishop Carroll 8-0 in five innings earlier today. So Sagertown awaits the winner of this game in Monday's PIAA semifinals. Lineup for Eden Christian under head coach Mark Feldman. Noah Emsweiler leads off. He is at first base. Brett Feldman bats second and plays shortstop. Brady Hall does the pitching, and he bats third. In the cleanup spot is Caleb Emsweiler. He is at third base. He and Noah are brothers. Charlie Wolf bats fifth. He is at second base. The number six hitter is Jacob Janicki. He is in center field. Batting seventh behind the plate, Josh Tilden. The number eight hitter is Aiden Helsley. And batting ninth is Enzo Natale, the left fielder for Eden Christian. For the Avella Eagles, under Jason Fogg, the Eagles 13-6 this year. Bryce Wright leads off. He does the pitching. Chaz Rush in right field bats second. Brian Martos batting third is at second base. The cleanup hitter is Isaiah Braddock. He is at shortstop. Batting fifth in center field is Wesley Berchanti. The number six hitter is Braden Fuller. He is behind the plate. Batting seventh is Hayden Gatewood. He's at third base. The number eight hitter is Cole Jaroski in left field. And batting ninth is the designated hitter, Cam Olam, and he will bat for Chase Maseko. Maseko is playing first base, but again, he is not batting. Cam Olam is the DH for the Eagles. These two teams met in the WPIAL playoffs in the semifinals, and Eden Christian was an 11-2 winner in that game. So the two teams will match it up today for the right to move on into the PIAA semifinals. Taking a look at the WPIAL baseball and softball teams in action today. First in baseball, obviously Eden Christian and Avella here. In AAA, AA teams in baseball have been eliminated. In AAA, WPIAL champion Avonworth is taking on Fairview. Actually, that game started at noon at Slippery Rock today. Third-place finisher in AAA baseball, South Allegheny, plays tonight against District 9 champion Punxsutawney. That's at 7 o'clock at Homer City. And the two winners of those games, the Avonworth Fairview and South Allegheny Punxsutawney winners, will meet in Monday's semifinals. In 4A, WPIAL runner-up Indiana takes on District 3 champion East Pennsboro. That game started at 2 o'clock at Mount Aloysius College. And WPIAL third-place finisher Montour is playing Fleetwood. District 3 third-place finisher, that's a 4 o'clock start at Governor's Park in Bellefonte. And again, the Indiana East Pennsboro and Montour Fleetwood winners will face one another in Monday's semifinals. Also in PIAA baseball in 5A, Penn Trafford, the WPIAL champion, is taking on District 6 champion Hollidaysburg in Johnstown today, 4 o'clock start. And WPIAL 5A runner-up Bethel Park is taking on Monsignor Bonner, the District 12 champion. That game is tomorrow, 4 o'clock at Cumberland Valley. The winners of those two games will meet in the semifinals. And meeting at the home plate right now to discuss all the ground rules and other necessary issues. And while they do that, we'll step aside, getting close to the first pitch. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Some dark clouds overhead here just rolled in within the past 15 or 20 minutes. Our WJPA Sports Network producer Randy Gore tells me it's not going to be enough to stop play, so we're going to hold him to that. And good to see him. Good to see our old friend Don Rebel here in the press box today. Haven't seen Don in quite a while. And fixture at WPIAL sporting events for so many years, and all-around good guy. Aaron Thompson, W&J Sports Information Director, in charge of the press box here. Jack Sacco handing the public address announcer duties as the teams and umpires still holding their meeting down below. Lenny Leeper is the home plate umpire. Mark Estermeyer is at first. Dave Hall will be at second base, and Dave Longo is the third base umpire. And we've got a couple of other games coming at you today, including in softball. Bentworth and Laurel, that game getting ready to go, and we have that one online as well at WJPA.com. And Chartiers Houston, 1A softball against West Branch, starting at the top of the hour as well. We have that one on 1450 AM as well as online at WJPA.com. We'll see what happens when the dust settles after today's quarterfinals, and hopefully we'll have some teams available to us to bring you semifinal action on Monday. So first pitch just moments away. We're ready to get things started here between Avella and Eden Christian Academy. Back with the first pitch of today's ball game in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Choosing milk after exercise is important in helping your body recover and prepare for your next endurance. With 8 grams of protein per serving, milk helps build and repair muscles. Milk is all natural and has 9 essential nutrients. Refuel your body with milk.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Our national anthem from Ross Memorial Park here in Washington, home of the Washington and Jefferson College presidents. And I should mention that Mark Feldman, the head coach at Eden Christian, his son plays here on the Washington and Jefferson College baseball team. Eagles have taken the field. Again, Bryce Wright on the hill for the Eagles. And on the season, Wright has pitched 49 and two-thirds innings. That includes 10 starts. He's got a 9-1 record. He also has a save. He's given up 39 hits, 31 runs, 22 of those runs earned. He has walked 35 and struck out 68. He's hit two batters. He's got an ERA of 3.10 and a 1.49 whip. So the right-hander Wright loosening up on this all-turf surface here at Ross Memorial Park. Sky has brightened a bit, so that small threat of rain hopefully has passed us by. Fun time of year as we get deeper now into the PIAA playoffs. All the quarterfinal games today. Actually, there was one game moved to tomorrow. But semifinals set for Monday, and then the championship games, of course, with 6 classes of baseball and softball spread out over next week. Later next week, obviously, with the semifinals on Monday. Noah Emswiler getting ready to step in and lead it off against Wright, as the Eagles toss the ball around the horn. Emswiler in 21 games hitting .308. He's driven in 18 runs, and he's got one home run. He's a left-handed hitter playing first base. Lights on here at Ross Memorial Park, as Emswiler steps in. Bryce Wright for Avella winds and delivers the first pitch of the game. And it is lined into right field for a base hit. Two hops to Chaz Rush, who fires it back in. But a leadoff single for Emsweiler to start the ball game. Brings up Brett Feldman, the shortstop. Feldman, a right-handed hitter. Inching off the bag at first is Emsweiler with Maseko holding him on. First pitch, curveball outside corner to Feldman for a called strike. And Emsweiler inching off the bag. Not a big lead right now. And will still draw a throw from right. And Emsweiler able to get back in easily. Right with the stretch, and the one-strike pitch skied into shallow right center field. Martos, the second baseman, backing up, and he'll make the play in front of Chaz Rush, the right fielder, who was coming in. So Wright gets an out there and keeps Emsweiler at first base. Now with one down, it will bring up pitcher Brady Hall. Hall hitting .508 in 63 at-bats. He has scored 36 runs. He's driven in 37. He's got 11 doubles and 4 home runs. He's a right-handed hitter. Wright with the first pitch, but no, it's going to have to wait as taking off from first while Wright was in the stretch was Emsweiler, and Wright turned and threw, but his ball hit in the turf in front of the bag and skips into shallow center. Bradick, the shortstop, backs it up, so Emsweiler is able to get a steal of second base, but unable to advance with the ball getting by the bag. Now the first pitch to Hall. Off speed, outside edge, called strike. Wright looks in to Braden Fuller, his battery mate. One strike, high heat. Pitch was up and out of the zone, but Hall couldn't lay off. Big swing and a miss, 0-2. Hall out of the box momentarily, now back in. Wright stretches, checks second, and now delivers. Upstairs. Wright, of course, on the hill. Braden Fuller catching for Avella. Chase Maseko at first. Brian Martos at second. Isaiah Bradick, the shortstop. Hayden Gatewood is at third base. Cole Jaroski, Wesley Berchanti, and Chaz Rush the outfield from left to right. Curveball drops in for a called strike three, although Hall is indicating that the first base umpire had called time. Now the question is, with Feldman going to third, perhaps it was a balk call, because if time was called, Emsweiler would not be at third. So we'll assume it was a balk call. Now a 1-2 pitch to Hall. Curveball came in, broke across the plate, but up and out of the zone. Count even at two. Wright will continue to work from the stretch with the runner at third base. And another balk called. And this is going to bring Emsweiler home. And Jason Fogg out of the dugout for Avella. So a balk moved Emsweiler to third and then brings him home to score the first run of the game. Jason Fogg talking to Mark Estermeyer, the first base umpire, to get an explanation on the balk call. And Fogg heads back to the dugout. Not so much an argument as just an explanation. So a run in for Eden Christian here in the top of the first inning. And Brady Hall waiting on a 2-2 pitch. Right back to the windup. He delivers. That curveball drops in for a called strike for the second out of the inning. So two down, bases empty for Caleb Emsweiler. He and Noah Emsweiler are brothers. Two sets of brothers on this Eden Christian squad. Caleb Emsweiler hitting .446 in 65 at-bats. He scored 23 runs, driven in 39. He's got eight doubles and six home runs, takes ball one. Right into the windup, his 1-0 pitch. Fastball down and away. So Caleb Emsweiler ahead in the count 2-0 as Wright winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. Looked like Wright may have taken something off the fastball there on the outside part of the plate. The right-hander with the 2-1. Hit in the air to right field. Rush comes in, half a dozen steps or so. Reaches up, makes the catch, side retired. A run on a hit. No errors and nobody left on. After half an inning, Eden Christian won. And Avella coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Right-hander Brady Hall on the hill for Eden Christian. 1-1 record and a 5.56 ERA. This is only his eighth appearance of the year. And he's to this point has worked just 11 and a third innings. He's given up 10 hits, 13 runs, 9 earned. He has walked 11 and struck out 24. And he's faced 59 batters on the season. Defensively, for the Warriors, Hall on the hill, Josh Tilden behind the plate, Noah Emsweiler at first, Charlie Wolf the second baseman, Brett Feldman at short, Caleb Emsweiler at third, Enzo Natale in left, Jacob Janicki in center, and Aiden Helsley in right field. So the Eagles will see if they can at least match the Eden run in the top of the first inning. And Bryce Wright, the pitcher, will step in to lead it off. Wright in 73 at-bats, hitting .411, .463 on-base percentage. He's driven in 16 runs. He scored 26. And Hall's first pitch in the bottom of the first. Fastball with some good heat on it on the outside edge for a called strike. Hall winds and delivers. Misses low and away with the fastball this time. Count even at one. Hall doesn't waste any time. Here comes his 1-1 pitch. Oh, good fastball at the knees there. I think Wright thinking, give me that call all day. So 1-2 as Hall delivers. Jams Wright, who can only foul it off out of play on the first base side. Hall shakes a couple of signs, now gets the selection he wants. Another 1-2 pitch. Bounced up the middle for a base hit. So So Wright with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the first for the Eagles. That'll bring up Chaz Rush, the right fielder. Rush in 61 at-bats, hitting .311. No homers, 15 runs batted in. He's also scored 15 runs. Right with 6 stolen bases at first base, just to keep an eye on that. Breaking ball sails outside to the right-handed hitting Rush, and Tilden, the catcher, had to be quick to get out and get it. One ball to Rush. Swing and a miss, and the ball off the glove of the catcher, Tilden. And Wright will take second base on what I would assume would be a pass ball. So tying run at second with nobody out here in the bottom of the first for Avella. And a one ball, one strike count to Chaz Rush. Brady Hall stretches and delivers. Curveball tailed outside, but Rush couldn't lay off. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Hall stretches, checks second. Shortstop Feldman trying to keep the runner close. Fastball sails way outside that time. It's off the glove of Tilden, but I would call that one a wild pitch. So pass ball and wild pitch have allowed Wright to go from first to third with nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. 2-2 count for Chaz Rush. Hall will continue to work from the stretch. His 2-2 pitch, curveball, nicely done, drops in for a called strike 3. So one down for Brian Martos, the second baseman. Martos hitting .250 in 64 at-bats. He's driven in 12 runs and scored 16. Martos, a right-handed hitter. And Hall with the pitch. Curveball misses outside. Sky's still overcast here. Martos waits on a 1-0 pitch. Fastball up and in. Eden scored a run in the top of the first inning when Noah Emsweiler, as we get a swing and a miss on a high fastball to Martos, 2-2. Excuse me, 2-1. But Noah Emsweiler singled, stole second, moved to third on a balk, and scored on a balk for the only run of the ball game so far. 2-1 to Martos. Fastball, outside edge, about belt high for a called strike. Now it's 2-2. Right the runner at third with one out. 2-2 pitch due to Martos. Hall delivers. Grounded, foul, wide of first base. Again, all turf surface here at Ross Memorial Park. 325 feet down the lines. Dimensions not listed for the power alleys or straightaway center field. Hall stretches his 2-2 pitch, curveball. Fouled off by Martos. Good job waiting on that just to get a piece to stay alive. Brady Hall for Eden Christian. Getting a new baseball. Hall just a sophomore for the Warriors. 2-2 pitch, curveball. Breaks in, catches the inside edge. Back-to-back strikeouts on called third strikes for Hall. And that will bring up Isaiah Braddock, the shortstop. Braddock hitting .464 in 56 at-bats. 21 runs batted in. He'd like to bring home right from third to tie the game. First pitch fastball outside. One strike to Isaiah Braddock. Fastball, letter high for a called strike. Braddock, a senior for the Eagles. Hall again working from the stretch with Wright at third. 1-1 fastball outside. Wright started the inning with a single, moved to second on a pass ball, and to third on a wild pitch. Hoping that Braddock can bring him home. Hall stretches. And the 2-1. Curveball outside. Braddock was tempted, leaned into it, but didn't offer. 3-1. Brady Hall for Eden Christian with the stretch and the 3-1 pitch. Curveball, called strike, full count. Hall's got a nice mix of fastball and curveball. Good control of that curveball for the most part. Here's his 3-2. Here's the curveball, and it's a called strike three. Three straight called third strikes for Brady Hall in the bottom of the first inning. A hit and a runner left on for Avella. We've played one inning. Eden Christian Academy leading Avella 1-0 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Are a lot more complicated than they used to be. When that pesky check engine light comes on, don't freak out. Bring your vehicle to Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair. They'll keep you on the road with oil changes, brakes, tires, alignments, state and emissions inspections, and Zrim's is one of the few places that still does motorcycle inspections. Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair, Old Ridge Road in Avella. One call does almost all. 724-356-2767. 724-356-2767.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
1-0 for Eden Christian Academy. Get a look on the NFHS video stream. That called third strike there. Nice job by Brady Hall. Getting three straight called third strikes. The last two with a runner at third to preserve his team's 1-0 lead after one. Charlie Wolf to lead it off here in the top of the second for the Warriors. Right-handed hitting second baseman. Wolf hitting .411 in 56 at-bats. 13 runs batted in. And he takes low and away. Ball one from Avella right-hander Bryce Wright. Right into the windup. 1-0 pitch. That one catching the outside edge for a called strike to even the count at one. Right into the windup. 1-1 pitch. Wolf takes a fastball upstairs. Mentioned the winner of this game is going to take on Sagertown. Sagertown already winning today. Their game started at noon. Curveball called strike on the outside corner. Count even at two. Sagertown with an 11-0 win over Bishop Carroll earlier today. Off-speed pitch just missed the outside corner. 3-2 to Charlie Wolf, leading off the top of the second for Eden Christian. Fastball fouled straight back at us. Hey, First trip for the Avella Eagles into the PIAA playoffs. 3-2 pitch on the way. Wolf fouls it straight back and out of play. 1-0 lead for Eden Christian batting here in the top of the second. Charlie Wolf waiting on a 3-2 pitch as Bryce Wright delivers, misses high and away with a fastball. So for the second inning in a row, Eden Christian with the leadoff hitter on. Jacob Janicki to bat now. Janicki hitting 234 in 47 at-bats. 8 runs batted in. Right with the first pitch. Ball bunted. Fair, and it is a foul ball. Well, that ball hit right in front of home plate. Bounced straight up in the air, but came back into foul territory. Nice job by Braden Fuller to field it. He was ready to throw to first, but Lenny Leeper, the home plate umpire, says foul ball. So it's a strike to Janicki. Right-handed batter playing center field. One strike pitch. Shows bunt again. Pulls back and takes an off-speed pitch for a ball. Gatewood even with the bag at third for the Eagles. Wright stretches, checks first, now delivers. Bunt attempt at a fastball that appeared to be up and out of the zone for a strike as Janicki did not connect with it. 1-2. Very short lead at first for Wolf. 1-2 pitch. Curveball called. Strike three. Second strikeout for Bryce Wright. So both pitchers. Again, get another look at it on the video stream. Nice breaking ball there from Wright. One out. Wolf still at first. Josh Tilden, the catcher, to bat now. A throw over to first chases Wolf back. Tilden hitting 327 in 55 at-bats, 18 runs batted in. Another throw over, but only a couple of steps off the bag is Wolf. Right with the stretch, now the first pitch to Tilden, a fastball on, it's a called strike, and it just gets away from Fuller, hit his glove, and then the chest protector, and got away to Tilden's right. So a pass ball going to put Wolf at second base with one out. One strike to Tilden. Wright stretches and delivers. Fastball outside. May have been a bit high as well. Glad you're with us on the WJPA Sports Network, WJPA.com. One ball, one strike to Tilden as Wright checks second and now delivers. Swing and a miss. One nothing Eden Christian leading. Runner Charlie Wolf at second base with one out here in the top of the second inning. Wright with the stretch. Now the pitch. Fastball high. Two balls, two strikes. Tilden, a sophomore for the Warriors, waiting on a 2-2 pitch, misses upstairs again, full count. Bryce Wright for Avella, a sophomore. His 3-2 pitch, curveball, stays high. So a couple of walks in the inning. Runners at first and second with one out for Eden for Aiden Helsley, the right fielder. Helsley hitting 207 in 58 at-bats. He has 10 runs driven in. The runners lead from first and second. Wright with the stretch. Showing bunt and popping it, foul and back to the screen here is Helsley for strike one. Bryce Wright. And a little bit of a jam here with one out and runners at first and second. Stretch, pitch to Helsley. Misses up and in, 1-1. A little bit of a breeze here today, and looking at the flag out in center field, not moving a whole lot. I also think it may be blocked from some of the breeze. There's a line drive, base hit into center field. Verchanti up with it. Runner Wolf will score from second base. RBI single for Helsley, and it is a 2-0 lead for Eden Christian. Wolf scoring from second. Tilden stopping at second, so still runners at first and second with one out for Eden. And now Enzo Natale, the number 9 hitter in the order, left-handed hitter playing left field, steps in. Second hit of the game. And a breaking ball started outside, broke in, caught the outside edge to the left-handed hitting Natale for a called strike. So two walks and a single have generated a run here in the second for Eden Christian. One strike pitch to Natale. Misses outside. Looked like a curveball, just didn't have a lot of bite on it. Started outside and really did not break much at all. Right stretches. Checks second. Now his 1-1 pitch. Hit in the air to left field, slicing, but Jaroski didn't have to move far for it. He'll make the catch, fire it back in for the second out of the inning. And now back up to the top of the order, and Noah Emsweiler, who singled and scored the first Eden run, came in, actually moved from second to third on a balk, and then scored on another balk. Emsweiler, another left-handed hitter. Runners lead from first and second, now with two down. Right with the stretch. Check of second. And Emsweiler asks for and gets time from home plate umpire Lenny Leeper. Emsweiler now back in the box and ready to go. Wright looks in. Shakes one sign. Now delivers. Swing and a miss. Pitch about letter high on the outside edge. Maybe a little less than Wright's best fastball. One strike to Emsweiler. Wright stretches, going to wheel and throw to second base, but diving back in and getting the right hand in on the bag is Tilden. Right now again, stretches his one strike pitch, swing and a miss, off speed, Emsweiler out in front of it, 0-2. Really nice complex here at Ross Memorial Park, soccer field out beyond right field, adjacent to Wild Things Park as well. 0-2 pitch, curveball called, strike three. Third strikeout for Bryce Wright. Eden comes up with a run in the top of the second on one hit, and they strand two. After an inning and a half, Eden Christian Academy leads Avella 2-0 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Few things in life are more important than showing up. And whether you show up for your family, friends, or teammates, it doesn't hurt to bring a plate of their favorite beef dish. Together, we bring more. Find your next crowd pleaser at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
We are back here at Ross Memorial Park. Quarterfinals, Class A PIAA baseball playoffs. I'm going to get a look at the called third strike that ended the top of the second inning. Nice job by Bryce Wright to get out of a little bit of a jam, having surrendered one run. So the Eagles come to bat here in the bottom of the second inning, trailing 2-0. Wesley Burchanti, the center fielder, to bat for the Eagles against Eden Christian right-hander Brady Hall. First pitch to Burchanti, fastball low and away. Burchanti in 53 at-bats, hitting .226. He's got 7 runs driven in. He's also scored 13 chops at foul, third base side. 1-1. Hall looks in. The right-hander winds and delivers. 1-1 fastball is high. Right. Winds and delivers the 2-1 pitch. It's a curveball. Drops in for a called strike to even the count. Wesley Burchanti leading off the bottom of the second for Avella. 2-2 pitch. And that's a strike on the inside edge. A called strike. 4 straight batters retired by Hall on called third strikes. Just caught the inside part of the plate, up just above the belt. Braden Fuller, the catcher, to bat now for the Eagles. Fuller hitting .283. Check swing on the first pitch. They'll say no swing in the, on the appeal as well. 13 runs batted in for Fuller on the season. Swings and misses at the 1-0. Fuller, right-handed hitter, waits on a 1-1 pitch. Swings and misses. A little out in front of that offering from Brady Hall. Right-hander for Eden into the windup. His 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. 5 straight retired by strikeout by Brady Hall. That was the first of the 5 that was a swinging third strike. And Hayden Gatewood, the third baseman to bat, right-handed hitter for Avella. Hitting .236 in 55 at-bats. First pitch misses. 3 runs batted in for Gatewood on the season. Hall into the windup. 1-0 pitch on the way. That fastball hit out in front of the batter's box, the left-handed hitter's batter's box. So 2-0. Hall into the windup, 2-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Outside part of the plate, looked like Gatewood maybe just pulled off of that a little bit. 2-1. Hall working quickly. Here's his pitch. Letter high fastball called strike, 2-2. Brady Hall looking for a 1-2-3 bottom of the second inning. Curveball, and he will get it on another called strike. 6 strikeouts consecutively now for Hall as the Eagles go 1-2-3 in the bottom of the second inning. We'll go to the third. Eden Christian leading Avella 2-0 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Brady Hall of Eden Christian has struck out six in a row, and five of those six on called third strikes, including the last out on that nice breaking ball there to end the bottom of the second inning. So we head to the third. Brett Feldman, who popped up to the second baseman, Brian Martos, his first time up, leads off the top of the third inning. First pitch fastball from Bryce Wright on the outside corner for a called strike. Feldman right-handed hitting shortstop. Waiting on a one-strike pitch as Wright delivers. Fouled off right side, off the screen. So Wright ahead 0-2. The right-hander for Avella looks in. Shakes a couple of signs, now winds and delivers. Reaching out and a soft liner into right field for a base hit over toward the line. Feldman never hesitating, rounds first. He'll hit for second, and he slides in with a leadoff double. Really good job of hitting there by Brett Feldman as he just reached out and served that ball into right field down the line, and Rush had to come a long way to field it. And Feldman aggressively with a big turn at first, kept on going. And he slides into second with a leadoff double. Brady Hall, the batter, looked at a called third strike his first time up. Hall, a right-handed hitter. His team leads 2-0, an opportunity to add on here in the third. Takes a curveball for strike one. Walking lead at second for Feldman. Cheating over is Martos, the second baseman, to try to keep him close. One strike pitch, curveball, stayed high. One ball, one strike. Hall facing his mound opponent, Bryce Wright. Wright looking at second base, the 1-1 pitch. Skied right side. We'll get into the outfield. Rush comes in. Makes the catch. Feldman fakes the tag, and the throw from Rush is overthrown, and then slipping and falling is Gatewood as he played it off the fence, but able to recover. But Feldman holding at third. And that's going to be an error charge to on Rush, because Feldman, although he faked as if he was going to tag, he did not, and he advanced on the overthrow. So runner at third with one out for Caleb Emsweiler. He flied to right his first time up. Caleb Emsweiler, right-handed batter. First pitch curveball upstairs. Brett Feldman doubled to start the inning and moved to third on the throwing error by Chaz Rush following Hall's fly out to right. 1-0 pitch. Emsweiler waits on a curveball but swings and misses over top of it. 1-1. Feldman short lead off of third. Wright works from the stretch. His 1-1 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. Two runs, three hits for Eden Christian. No runs, one hit, and one error for Avella, with Eden Christian batting here in the top of the third. 1-2 pitch. Curveball just missed the top of the strike zone. Three hits in the game for Eden Christian. Right shakes a couple of signs. The right-hander now stretches and delivers. Fastball high. Full count. Eden Christian with single runs in the first and second innings. And an opportunity with Feldman at third and one out. 3-2 pitch. Emsweiler hits it in the air. That's going to get behind home plate and out of play. It's been breezy most of the day, and I mentioned this earlier. There is a flag out in center field, which I think is somewhat blocked from the breeze. If it's having any effect at all, I think it would be blowing in here, but not enough to affect the baseball. Another 3-2 pitch. Fastball fouled straight back by Caleb Emsweiler. So he's fouled off a couple of 3-2 pitches here. Wright looks in, checks third base. Another 3-2 pitch. Fastball fouled back, and that one caught home plate umpire Lenny Leeper, and he will need a moment to walk that off. If it caught him around the right shoulder, kind of windmilled the arm a little bit there. Yeah, I think that got him right around the right shoulder. So three straight pitches, 3-2 pitches fouled off here by Caleb Emsweiler. And as Avella catcher Braden Fuller goes out to talk to Wright, Emsweiler and home plate umpire Leeper chat a little bit. Emsweiler with a big smile on his face, but he's not the one that got hit in the shoulder by the pitch. But it's good sportsmanship there. Another 3-2 pitch from Bryce Wright. Curveball. And that one's fouled off as well. Emsweiler battling here. Now fouling off four pitches with a 3-2 count. Runner at third. One out. 2-0 lead for Eden Christian batting here in the top of the third. Yet another 3-2 pitch. And yet again fouled off. I mean, Emsweiler seems a little frustrated, probably because maybe he thinks one or two of those pitches, particularly the last one, was one maybe he felt he could have done something with. But frustrating for Wright and the Eagles, too. Not able to get Emsweiler, at least in Avella's minds, to make it out here. Another 3-2 pitch on the way, and another one fouled off. That's 5-3-2 pitches now fouled off by Emsweiler. Caleb Emsweiler battling here with his team leading 2-0 and a runner at third and one out. And running up the pitch count on Bryce Wright. The stretch and the pitch. Missed upstairs with a fastball, so just a really good at bat for Emsweiler, fouling off five pitches with a 3-2 count and then finally drawing a walk. I have that as the third walk given up by Wright. Runners at first and third with one out for Charlie Wolf. He walked and scored in the second inning. And taking off while Wright is in the stretch is Emsweiler. Wright turned, nobody to throw to at second base, and also concerned about the runner Feldman at third. So runners at second and third now for Wolf. Again, just one out in the inning. Wolf, a right-handed batter. Wright's first pitch is a curveball up and in. Wolf back in the batter's box. Bryce Wright for Avella with the stretch. 1-0 pitch. Curveball drops in, called strike to even the count at one. Now, Eden Christian has gotten the leadoff runner on in each of the first three innings, and that leadoff hitter has scored in each of the first two. Curveball up and in to Wolf, two balls, one strike. And Feldman, who started this inning with a double, is at third base. And Caleb Emsweiler at second. Right stretches. 2-1 pitch. Wolf leans back out of the way of a high and tight fastball. So 3-1 now to Charlie Wolf with first base open. Right. Stretches and delivers. And the pitch misses up and in. Ball four. Two walks in the inning. Four in the game. Bases loaded with one out for Eden Christian. And Jacob Janicki, the center fielder, will bat, but we're going to get a visit to the mound first for the Avella Eagles. Janicki looked at a called third strike his first time up. But he'll bat here with the bases loaded. Again, the winner of this game will face Sagertown on Monday in the PIAA semifinals. Sagertown an 8-0 victory over Bishop Carroll earlier today. Again, we've got Chartiers Houston playing today in Class A softball. Buccaneers playing West Branch. We have that game for you on 1450 AM. Because of field conditions, that game, the start of that game was pushed back an hour. I think that was the third game of a triple header, too. So that could potentially be an issue there as well. First pitch curveball to the right-handed hitting Janicki misses down and away. Also, Bentworth Laurel softball online at WJPA.com. That game should be in progress right now. 1-0 pitch. Misses downstairs to Janicki, 2-0. No place to put him. And technically, you could say, yeah, there is first base. That would force in a run with the bases loaded here and one out. Right, working from the stretch. The right-hander with the 2-0 pitch. Janicki, line drive, right field. A base hit at one hops. Chaz Rush in right field. One run will score. And limping home from second base and just getting in ahead of the tag is Caleb Emsweiler. He rounded third and was about at least half the way down. I'm not so sure if he pulled a hamstring, but he limped in. The throw was a little bit wide. And I think it was right backing up, tried to reach in and tag his ankle, but Emsweiler crossed the plate, so two runs in to give Eden Christian a 4-0 lead. Wolf goes from first to third on the two-run single. It's the fourth hit of the game for Eden. And Janicki stays at first, so runners at first and third for Josh Tilden, who walked an inning ago. So two runs in. Eden has doubled its lead. First pitch with a runner going from first, a called strike. Throw to second base was cut off by shortstop Isaiah Braddock. Staying put at third is Charlie Wolf. So runners at second and third, still only one out in the inning. Tilden facing a one-strike count as Wright delivers. Fastball, I think it would have been a called strike. I think it was a check swing by Tilden, but it was a called strike on the outside edge, 0-2. Wright with the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball up and out of the zone Tilden went after it and missed. Fourth strikeout for Wright, second out of the inning. Aiden Helsley to bat, had an RBI single in the second inning. One run in the first, one in the second, and two here in the third for Eden Christian. And runners at second and third, and two down for Helsley, who takes strike one at the knees. Right stretches. Now his one strike pitch. Curveball downstairs. Eden Christian leading 4-0, and Helsley with a chance to really break it open here with a base hit. 1-1 pitch to him. Fastball missed outside. 2-1. Runners lead from second and third. Wright delivers the 2-1 pitch. There's a line drive into right center field. It's going to get down in front of Rush. That will bring home two and put Eden Christian up 6-0. So Jacob Janicki and Aiden Helsley each with two-run singles. Four runs here in the top of the third for Eden Christian. They're up 6-0. Brings up end zone Natale. Fly to left his first time up. Left-handed hitting left fielder. Right. Delivers. Ball bunted back to him by Natale. He'll go to first and get the out. But four runs in the top of the third for Eden Christian. On three hits, no errors, and they strand one. So we've played 2.5. Eden Christian leading Avella 6-0 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The Avella Eagles have dug a hole here, trailing 6-0, coming to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Cole Jaroski will lead it off, and Brady Hall for Eden Christian has struck out the last. He gave up a leadoff single to start the game to Bryce Wright. He struck out then the next six batters, and all but one of them on called third strikes. So Cole Jaroski to lead it off here. Hitting 191 in 47 at-bats. He does have six runs batted in. He scored 14. He's drawn 16 walks. You want to check defensively here for Eden Christian. Again, I think it was Caleb Emswiler, the third baseman, who came in limping. So I want to check and see if he's still in the game. So, Noah Emswiler is now playing, or I should say Caleb Emswiler moves from third to first. We have a new third baseman. That's Helsley, who was playing right field. First pitch drilled into the gap in right center field. And the ball gets by a diving effort, and Jaroski's going to round second and head for third. So Avella trailing 6-0, gets a leadoff triple here from Cole Jaroski in the bottom of the third inning. Second Avella hit. When you can still see Caleb Emswiler, who's playing first base, kind of moving gingerly out there. And he may be coming out of the game now. So Noah Emswiler is now in center field. And now, yeah, they're going to change more again because Caleb Emswiler, who went from third to first, is coming out of the game. Aiden Helsley is at third base. Noah Emswiler is coming back to first for that first batter. He was in center field, so we've got a new center fielder. We'll see if we can figure out who that is. That's Janicki going back into center field. So I think we're all squared away as Cam Olam, the designated hitter, will bat, and he takes strike one. Olam hitting 173 in 52 at-bats, swing and a miss. He's in an 0-2 hole. 9 runs batted in for Olam on the season. He's a right-handed hitter. Facing Eden right-hander Brady Hall. Swing and a miss. Pitch up and in. And strikeout number 7 for Brady Hall. So one out. Jaroski, the runner at third for Avella. Back up to the top of the order. And Bryce Wright, who singled his first time up, was stranded at third. Eden Christian leading 6-0. First pitch curveball outside corner called strike. Hall with a one strike pitch. Ball hit in the air. This will be deep enough to score the run. Natale in the left center field gap makes the catch. And tagging and scoring from third is Jaroski. Avella on the board. It's 6-1. We've got one more issue we need to cover here. Helsley, who is playing third base, came in from right field. So Jake DeFazio is in the game playing right field. There's a swing and a miss by Chaz Rush. Two outs, bases empty. Chaz Rush looked at a called third strike his first time up. And he swings and misses at a nice curveball there from Hall, tailing down and away from the right-handed batter. So all said and done here as we get a little soft liner, but Brett Feldman, the shortstop, will get over to his right and make the play to end the inning. Avella gets a run on one hit, no errors, nobody left on. We've played three. Eden Christian leads Avella 6-1 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Cars are a lot more complicated than they used to be. When that pesky check engine light comes on, don't freak out. Bring your vehicle to Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair. They'll keep you on the road with oil changes, brakes, tires, alignments, state and emissions inspections, and Zrim's is one of the few places that still does motorcycle inspections. Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair, Old Ridge Road in Avella. One call does almost all. 724-356-2767. 724-356-2767.
Back here at Ross Memorial Park, Noah Emswater going to lead it off. We'll look at the last out on the video stream. Nice play by Eden shortstop Brett Feldman. It's kind of a soft liner. You know, sometimes you think that ball's hit harder than it is, and nice adjustment there by Feldman to get the out as Noah Emswater leads off the top of the fourth inning for Eden Christian. 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first inning. Takes outside for a ball. And then a fastball on the inside edge for a called strike to even the count at one. Bryce Wright, the right-hander for Avella with the pitch. Curveball outside corner, called strike to the left-handed batter. 1-2. Right into the windup. Fastball misses inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two-two pitch on the way from Wright. That one hit in the air. Going to slice into foul territory. Room in foul territory for Cole Jaroski. Long run to make the catch for the first out here in the top of the fourth. Brett Feldman to bat, and as I was, didn't get this officially, but Jake DeFazio, who came in the ballgame to play right field, almost has to be hitting in the number four spot with Caleb Emswiler coming out of the game. Brett Feldman the batter. He lines the first pitch into center field for a base hit. Second hit of the game for Feldman, doubled and scored to start the 4-run third inning for the Warriors. 6 hits in the game now for Eden Christian. Brady Hall 0-for-2 to step in. Brady Hall. 6-1, Warriors lead. Brady Hall with Feldman at first base and one out. Feldman takes off on the pitch, throw down to second base, not going to be in time. Stolen base for Feldman. He's there with one out after the pitch missed low and away to the right-handed hitting Brady Hall. WJPA Sports Network bringing you PIAA baseball playoff action, Class A baseball quarterfinal. A turn on the throw to second base. They've got Feldman heading for third. Throw to third is not going to be in time. It's a good job by Feldman. He knew he was in trouble when Wright threw to second base to Bradick, the shortstop covering. So he just took off for third and was able to beat the throw with a head first slide. So a couple of stolen bases for Feldman. He's there with one out for Hall. And a one ball, no strike count. Wright stretches and delivers. Fastball down in the turf. 2-0. Wright looks in. Now his 2-0 pitch. Curveball. That's hit well into left field, into the gap in left center. And that one's going to one-hop the fence. Jaroski will play it off the fence and fire it in, but it's an RBI double for Brady Hall. And it's now 7-1 for Eden Christian. Feldman scoring easily from third base. Now 7 runs on 7 hits for the Warriors. It is Jake DeFazio now in the cleanup spot for Caleb Emswiler. DeFazio, right-handed batter, shows bunt and fouls a fastball straight back. DeFazio is a senior. foul ball coming right back at our camera person, Hannah Knoll. I didn't see. Did she flinch, Randy? I would have. Pitch fouled back by DeFazio. No balls, two strikes. DeFazio hitting 154 in just 13 at-bats. Takes a called strike on the outside part of the plate for the second out of the inning. Fifth strikeout for Bryce Wright. So two down. Hall the runner at second. 7-1 lead for Eden Christian batting here in the top of the fourth. Charlie Wolf the batter. Walked and scored twice in this game in both the second and third innings. Takes downstairs for ball one. Stretch by right. One strike pitch, or I should say one ball pitch, popped up right side of the infield. Martos, the second baseman, underneath it, makes the grab, and the side is retired. A run on two hits for Eden Christian and one left on. We've played 3.5. Warriors lead Avella 7-1 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Avella coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Eagles trailing by 6-7-1. Brian Martos, Isaiah Braddock, and Wesley Berchanti scheduled hitters here for the Eagles. Seven runs on seven hits for Eden Christian. One run on two hits and one error for Avella. Strong pitching performance by Brady Hall. Gave up a leadoff single in the first inning, then struck out six straight. Then gave up a leadoff hitter to Cole Jaroski to open up the third. He came home on a one-out sack fly by Bryce Wright to account for the lone Avella run. Brian Martos looked at a called third strike his first time up. Eagles hope to get something going here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The right-hander Hall with the first pitch, fastball high. Hall into the windup, 1-0 pitch on the way. Curveball misses upstairs as well. Again, this is a rematch of a WPIAL semifinal game. Eden Christian won it 11-2 before the curveball misses low and away to the right-handed hitting Martos. Three balls, no strikes. Eden then lost to Bishop Canavan 10-3 in the WPIAL championship game. Warriors won their first state playoff game over Conemaugh Township, the District 5 champions, by a 6-3 score. There's a four-pitch walk to Martos to open up the bottom of the fourth. First walk given up by Brady Hall after that semifinal loss in the WPIAL playoffs for the Eagles. They bounced back and defeated Carmichael's to capture third place and a spot in the state playoffs. First ever state playoff appearance for Avella. And then a 12-9 win over West Middlesex in the first round. First pitch fastball upstairs to Braddock, who struck out looking his first time up. Feldman comes in, quick word for Brady Hall, and I'm sure something along the lines of, we've got a six-run lead, just throw strikes. We'll back you up. 1-0 curveball, just missed. Started inside and was either a little high or a little inside or a little of both. Two balls, no strikes. Six straight pitches out of the zone. There's a one hopper to Feldman. He'll step on the bag at second and throw to first to complete a double play. So Feldman, I'm sure, told Hall, just again, throw strikes, we'll back you up. But he backs it up by handling that ground ball up the middle and turning it into a double play. Wesley Burchanti, the batter, looked at a called third strike in his first plate appearance back in the second inning. Steps in here in the fourth with two outs and the bases empty. First pitch curveball, check swing, and Burchanti able to lay off of it. Appeal to the first base umpire, Mark Estermeyer, and Estermeyer says no swing. 1-0 pitch, fastball up and in. Hall into the windup, his 2-0 pitch, curveball, again stays inside. So Burchanti with a 3-0 count. I believe I heard that Bryce Wright, to this point in the game, as the 3-0 curveball drops in for a called strike. I believe I heard that Burchanti, or I should say Wright, had thrown 87 pitches to this point in the game, so the Eagles do have somebody loosening in the bullpen. 3-1 pitch, curveball, called strike. So Hall not afraid to throw the breaking ball. Behind in the count, here's his 3-2 pitch, and that pitch catches the inside corner, and Burchanti doesn't like it, but it's a called third strike to end the inning. A walk, a double play, ends up being three up, three down in the bottom of the fourth inning. After four, Eden Christian leads Avella 7-1 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Bryce Wright comes out to get ready for the top of the fifth inning here. Again, I believe I heard 87 was his pitch count. So he's going to need a quick inning if he's going to get to the sixth. It is 87. Thank you, Jack Sacco. So Jacob Janicki leads off the top of the fifth here for Eden Christian. Had a two-run single in the third inning and later came around to score. Line drive, base hit. Isaiah Braddock at shortstop timed his leap perfectly. Went high in the air, but just beyond his outstretched glove. So a base hit for Janicki to open up the top of the fifth inning. Hit number eight for the Warriors. Josh Tilden to bat. 0-1 plus a walk. Right with the first pitch, and it's in the turf and skips by Fuller. Tilden had shown bunt, but with the wild pitch, they get the runner, Janicki, to second base. One ball, no strikes to Josh Tilden, right-handed hitting catcher for Eden Christian. Janicki leading off of second. Right at the shortstop playing up near the bag, and we get a called strike. Just watching the shortstop Braddock there as he, you know, takes a couple of steps back, but leaving a big hole on the left side of the infield for the right-handed hitter, Tilden. One ball, one strike. Turn and throw to second base, but diving back in head first is Janicki. He may have taken that tag on the head or perhaps on the face. But he got back in there safely. One ball, one strike to Tilden. As Wright stretches, again throws to second base. This time Braddock was more behind the runner, Janicki, and tried to take that throw while coming back to the bag all at once, but Janicki able to get back in. Wright again going to throw back to second base. And again, Janicki dives back in. So three straight pickoff attempts here. Stretch by Wright, looks back at second. A couple of times, now delivers. And there's a ball hit through the hole on the left side for a base hit by Tilden. Stopping at second base, but then the ball bobbled by Jaroski. Throw to the plate, going to be in time to get the out. Good block of the plate by Braden Fuller. Base hit for Tilden. Takes second base on the throw. And Janicki out 7-2 trying to score. Get another look at that on the replay. And again, Janicki stopped at third, but then the ball was bobbled by Jaroski. Janicki tries to come home, but out on a play that was not close. So one out. Now Tilden is the runner at second. Helsley with a conversation with his third base coach before he steps into the batter's box. Helsley with two singles and three runs batted in this game. Pickoff throw to second base. Diving back in is Tilden. Helsley, right-handed batter. Wright comes to the plate. Line drive, base hit in front of Chaz Rushy in right field. Runner Tilden holds at third. Helsley with his third single of the game. Now 10 hits in the game. And taking off for second base, Wright had the ball. Wasn't looking at the runner at first. Helsley, who takes off and goes to second. Left-handed hitter, Enzo Natale, the batter. He's 0 for 2, but bats with teammates at second and third and one out. First pitch curveball up high. There's a look at on the video stream of Helsley alertly taking second base. 1-0 pitch to Natale. Went around on a check swing, according to home plate umpire Lenny Leeper. So one ball, one strike. And a couple of big runs potentially out there for Eden Christian with a six-run lead here in the fifth inning. Fastball upstairs, 2-1. And Wright will be closing in on the 105-pitch limit. The right-hander stretches and delivers. And a strike at the knees. Evens the count of two. Seven-1, Eden Christian leads. Runners at second and third. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. They've scored in every inning. Pitch misses outside to the left-handed batter, Natale. Count even at two. Excuse me, full count, 3-2. Wright works from the stretch, his 3-2 pitch. And it misses inside. Walk loads the bases. Fifth walk given up by Wright. And he looks a bit frustrated as he comes off the mound. just came off to take the throwback from his catcher, Braden Fuller. 10 hits, 5 walks, a lot of base runners here for Eden Christian, and now they're back up to the top of the order. And Noah Emsweiler, who's 1-for-3, bats with the bases loaded and one out. Eagles playing even with the bags at first and third. Curveball called strike on the outside corner to Noah Emsweiler. Right stretches his one strike pitch. Reaches out, grounds it to the right side. Martos has one play only, and that's to get the out at first base. The ground out brings home Tilden from third to make it 8-1. Helsley advances from second to third. Natale from first to second. Two outs in the inning. Brett Feldman, 2-for-3 with a double, a single, and two runs scored. Takes a fastball upstairs. So 8-1 now for Eden Christian. Two outs, runners at second and third here in the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 pitch. Ball skied near the pitcher's mound. And just off to the third base side of the mound is Wright, who will make the catch and retire the side. Another run for Eden Christian in the top of the fifth inning. On three hits, they strand a pair. After 4.5, Eden Christian leads Avella 8-1 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Cars are a lot more complicated than they used to be. When that pesky check engine light comes on, don't freak out. Bring your vehicle to Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair. They'll keep you on the road with oil changes, brakes, tires, alignments, state and emissions inspections, and Zrim's is one of the few places that still does motorcycle inspections. Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair, Old Ridge Road in Avella. One call does almost all. 724-356-2767. 724-356-2767.
And the sun breaks out here at Ross Memorial Park for the first time since play began here. 8-1 lead for Eden Christian. Avella coming to bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Brady Hall has surrendered just one run on two hits through the first four innings. He has walked one and struck out eight. His last three outs of the first and all three outs in the second, all strikeouts and all consecutively. Braden Fuller, the catcher, ready to lead it off here for the Eagles in the bottom of the fifth inning. He's a right-handed hitter, struck out swinging his first time up. Fuller steps in against Brady Hall, the right-hander for Eden Christian. First pitch, fastball sails down and away. Hall, the right-hander for the Warriors, winds and delivers. Misses outside with the fastball again. Two balls, no strikes. Hall delivers and misses low and away 3-0. Hall into the windup, 3-0 pitch. And the curveball stays high, so a leadoff walk for the Eagles' second walk of the game, given up by Hall. He gave up a leadoff walk to Martos an inning ago, and now walks Fuller here to start the fifth. We're going to get a runner here, courtesy runner for Fuller. That will be Eli Maidment. Hayden Gatewood, the batter, looked at a called third strike his first time up against Maidment, running for Fuller at first base. First pitch misses down low for a ball. Hall with the stretch and the one strike, or I should say one ball pitch. Curveball comes in at the letters for a strike. A called strike to even the count at one. Hall stretches and delivers. Curveball, swing and a miss. Gatewood out in front of it, 1-2. Hall looks over his shoulder at first base after shaking a sign. Now the 1-2. Curveball, swing and a miss. Runner wandering off first, and a good throw may have gotten Maidment. As Gatewood is down on strike, strikeout number 9 for Hall. Maidment wandered off the bag, but the throw pulled Noah Emswiler off the bag to his right. And again, a good throw, and they've got a good chance to pick off Maidment there. Cole Jaroski to batter, tripled and scored in the third inning. The lone Avella run of the ball game, and Jaroski takes a strike. Does not look like he agrees with the call. Jaroski, right-handed batter. Hall stretches and delivers. Jaroski swings and misses out in front of a curveball, 0-2. Maidment, I'm sure, a bit more careful after nearly getting picked off. 0-2 curveball is up high. One out, Maidment the runner at first. Here batting for Avella is Cole Jaroski in the bottom of the fifth inning. Eden Christian leads 8-1. Curveball called strike three. And a throw back behind the runner, Maidment. He's able to get back in standing up. Jaroski down on strike. Strikeout number 10 for the sophomore Brady Hall, who has been very impressive. Designated hitter Cam Olam, the batter, struck out swinging his first time up. Takes ball one outside. Olam, a right-handed batter, waiting on a 1-0 pitch. Tried to hold up, but went around on a curveball that was tailing off the plate outside and probably below the knees as well. One ball, one strike. Hall with the stretch and the pitch. Fastball up high. Two balls, one strike, two down. Maidment, the courtesy runner for Fuller at first base. 2-1 curveball drops in for a called strike. Brady Hall looks in. Now the 2-2 pitch. That curveball stays up and in. It's interesting. Avella has gotten the leadoff man on 4 out of 5 innings. Managed only one run so far. Runner going, and there is ball 4 down and in to Olam, putting runners at first and second. Third walk given up by Hall, second in this inning. Sandwiched around a couple of strikeouts. Back up to the top of the order, and Blake Wright 0-for-1, plus a sack fly, brought home Jaroski from third with the sack fly in the third inning. Runners lead from first and second. Hall for Eden Christian, stretches, checks second base, and now delivers. Curveball, chop, foul, wide of third. And a nice play made in the third base coaching box by Jason Fogg, Avella head coach. One strike to right. Hall stretches. And he's going to turn and throw to second base, but diving back in is Maidment. Shortstop Feldman going over to take the throw and took him a little bit off the bag toward the first base side. And Maidment was easily going to get back in. Hall stretches. Now the one strike pitch. And that one hits right and loads the bases. So Avella down 8-1. Bases loaded, but two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. First batter hit by Hall. Jazz rushed the batter, 0 for 2. Looked at a called third strike in the first and popped up to the shortstop Feldman. It was really more of a soft liner in that hole between short and third. Feldman made a nice backhanded play on it. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Rush. Swings and misses. Out ahead of a curveball. WJPA Sports Network bringing you PIAA quarterfinal Class A baseball action from Ross Memorial Park. One strike pitch on the way to Rush. That one inside gets away from the catcher, Tilden, and coming down, runners all going to advance. Maidment scores from third to make it an 8-2 ball game. Olam from second to third, Wright from first to second. Get another look at that. And not sure how that one was scored. I would guess wild pitch. So 1-1 to Rush as he waits on Hall's delivery, fouls it off the end of the bat. Producer Randy Gore, I'm going to rely on your eye there for scoring. Wild pitch on that that allowed the run to score. It's going to be called a pass ball. One ball, two strikes to Chaz Rush. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a high fastball from Brady Hall. He notches strikeout number 11. Eagles come up with a run in the bottom of the fifth inning. They do it without a hit. No errors and two left on. After five complete, Eden Christian leads Avella 8-2 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We do have a new pitcher for Avella. It is Cole Jaroski, who was in left field. Bryce Wright has gone from the pitcher's mound into center field. Wesley Berchanti, who was in center, has shifted over to left. I believe those are the only changes. So Jaroski, who has a 1-1 record. And a 5.13 ERA steps in. He's thrown 15 innings on the season. 17 hits, 16 runs, 11 of those earned. First pitch in the turf. Jurowski has walked 8 and struck out 20 in his 15 innings of work. He's also hit 2 batters. Brady Hall, the batter. Hall 1-for-3 with an RBI double in the fourth inning. Bats here in the top of the sixth. And he takes a strike at the knees to even the count at 1. Jurowski, a right-handed batter. Quarterback on the Eagles football team. His 1-1 pitch. Stroked into right center field and a long run and unable to get to it is right. He didn't take a great angle, but I'm not sure he would have gotten it anyway. And Hall is going to head for third, and he's in with a stand-up triple, and the ball gets away on the relay, and Hall going to come all the way around to score. See how they score that. Going to be a triple and an error. Now the question is who gets the error? So that makes it 9-2 in favor of Eden Christian. Right with the relay into Isaiah Braddock, and the ball got away. See if we can find out who gets charged with the error there. They're still trying to decide that. As Jake DeFazio bats for the second time in the game, looked at a called third strike his first time up. Jurowski charged with that run, swing and a miss. 11 hits in the game now for Eden Christian. DeFazio, a right-handed batter, waiting on a one-strike pitch, hits out in front of home plate and skips by the catcher Fuller. And the error is going to be charged to center fielder Bryce Wright. And that allowed Hall to score the ninth run of the game for Eden Christian. 1-1, 1-2 to DeFazio. Jurowski, the right-handed pitcher, with a 1-1 delivery. And it's a fastball. DeFazio has to duck underneath it. 2-1. Jurowski winds and delivers the 2-1. Called strike on the outside corner. 9-2, Eden Christian leads, batting here in the top of the fifth inning. They won 11-2 when these two teams met in the WPIAL semifinals. Pitch in the turf again by Jurowski, full count. DeFazio batting with the bases empty and nobody out here in the top of the fifth. And another pitch that hits out in front of home plate is a walk, and that one gets a piece of Leaper, the home plate umpire, second time. He's taking a shot today from a pitch. Sixth walk of the game given up by Eagles pitchers. Charlie Wolf will bat when home plate umpire Leaper is ready to continue. I think the first one got him on the right shoulder. This one may have gotten him on the forearm. His fellow umpire's coming in to check on him while he tries to shake it off. Maybe the back of the right hand. And Mark Feldman, head coach of Eden Christian, going to bring Leaper out some water in case he wants some, which it appears he does not. So Leaper trying to shake it off. Must have got him on the hand by the way he's working it. And he's just about ready to go. So Eden Christian has scored in every inning. One in the first, one in the second, four in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, and one in here in the sixth with a runner at first and nobody out. Charlie Wolf, the batter. Two walks, two runs scored in the game. Right-hander Cole Jaroski for Avella delivers. Pitch misses with a runner going. Throw down to second base is in time. Nice job by second baseman Brian Martos to put the tag on the head first slide of DeFazio. Caught stealing goes 2-4, one out here in the top of the sixth. Pitch was a ball low to Wolf. As Jaroski winds and delivers. Here's a called strike at the knees on the outer half of the plate. 1-1. Jaroski winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. Looked like a curveball. Stayed up high. Wolf unable to lay off of it. 1-2. Jaroski winds and delivers. Fastball hits out in front of the plate. Count even at 2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, base is empty. 9-2 lead now for Eden Christian here in the top of the sixth inning. Ball hit in the air right near the first base bag. And Chase Maseko made what seemed like a routine play, but he's got his eye on the ball, and those feet were dancing. He very easily could have tripped over the first base bag there, but did not. And the second out of the inning recorded. So two outs, bases empty for Jacob Janicki. A couple of singles, a run scored, two runs driven in for Janicki on the afternoon. First pitch to him, inside edge for a called strike. Jaroski into the windup. His one strike pitch, swing and a miss. Good fastball there near the outside corner. Jaroski into the windup, his 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and in. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed hitting Jacob Janicki waits on the pitch. Grounds it to the right side. Martos has it. Looked like he had a little trouble getting it out of his glove, but he handles it, throws to first to retire Janicki and the Warriors. One run on one hit. There's nobody left after 5.5. Eden Christian leads Avella 9-2 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We have a new pitcher for Eden Christian. It's Noah Emswiler, who was playing first base. Hall has gone from the pitcher's mound to first base. That appears to be just a straight change there for the Warriors. I have Hall going five innings, giving up one run. It was earned on two hits, three walks, 11 strikeouts, and one hit batter. Meanwhile, Noah Emswiler, he's a lefty. He's got a 2-0 record and a 2.33 ERA. This will be his 12th appearance. He's also got a couple of saves on the season. Noah Emsweiler, 24 innings pitched, 18 hits, 13 runs, 8 of those earned, 14 walks, 31 strikeouts. Brian Martos leads off the bottom of the sixth inning for Avella, and it's a strike to Martos, who is 0 for 1 plus a walk. Emsweiler, the lefty, with the one strike pitch. And a check swing by Martos, but ruled that he went around for strike two. Emsweiler's 0-2 pitch. Foul tip held on to by the catcher Tilden for the strikeout. One down here in the bottom of the sixth. Now Isaiah Braddock, 0 for 2 for the Eagles, will step in. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Ball fouled back for strike one. Chartiers Houston leading West Branch, Class A softball, 1-0. That's in the top of the sixth inning. There's a line drive into the gap in left center field. Diving attempt by Natale, but he can't make the play. Ball's going to roll all the way to the fence. Braddock round second. He's headed for third. Relay throw going to hit Braddock on the head first slide. Braddock going to get up. Thought about trying to score, but down 9-2. Didn't want to take that chance. So a triple for Isaiah Braddock with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Just the third hit of the game for the Eagles. Chartiers Houston now on the top of the seventh with a 4-0 lead. There's a swing and a miss. Wesley Berchanti, the batter, 0 for 2. Each time has looked at a called third strike, swing and a miss, and he is in an 0-2 hole here. That Sagertown Bishop Carroll final score was 11-0 in five innings. Winner of this tank game will play Sagertown. There's a base hit into left field by Berchanti. That will score Braddock and make it a 9-3 ball game. RBI single for Berchanti. And Braden Fuller, the catcher to bat here for the Eagles. 0 for 1, plus a walk. Scored a run when he came home on a pass ball an inning ago. Takes outside for ball one. So a one-out triple for Isaiah Braddock. Comes home on Berchanti's RBI single. There's a swing and a strike to Fuller. One ball, one strike, one out. Berchanti the runner at first. 9-2, Eden Christian leads. Avella batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. A little soft liner going to drop in for a base hit just beyond the outstretched glove of second baseman Charlie Wolf. Back-to-back singles. So the Eagles with three hits in the inning. Had only two through the first five. Maidment again going to run for the catcher Fuller. And Hayden Gatewood, the batter, 0 for 2, has struck out twice. Gatewood, right-handed batter, takes a first pitch fastball for a strike from Eden Christian left-hander Noah Emsweiler. Emsweiler stretches and delivers. Another fastball just underneath the letters for a called strike, 0-2. So three hits and a run in for Avella here in the bottom of the sixth inning, but still trailing by six. 0-2 to Gatewood. And he'll ground one to the right side. Wolf has to range to his left, goes to second base to get the force out there. Second down of the inning. Verchanti moves from second to third. Maidment forced out on the fielder's choice. It goes 4-6. And Gatewood on at first. So two down for Cole Jaroski. Going to get a runner for Gatewood as well. That'll be Calvin Kramer. So Kramer running for Gatewood. Jaroski the batter, tripled and scored in the third inning. That was the first of Ella run. Takes a strike here. So runners at first and third with two down, one run in for Avella here in the bottom of the sixth. And time called. Just before Emsweiler was about to deliver that pitch. Now Emsweiler with the stretch. And he'll throw to first. But Kramer not far off the bag, able to get back in easily. One strike pitch now, curveball high and away. Emsweiler with the 1-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs. Jaroski started the bat, but able to lay off of it, 2-1. Emsweiler with the 2-1 pitch. Ball fouled out of play on the first base side. Noah Emsweiler, just a sophomore. Sophomore Brady Hall with a strong first five innings for Eden Christian. Giving up just one run on two hits and striking out 11. Another throw to first, but again, Kramer not far off the bag, just able to easily take one step and get back on, standing up. Runners at the corners for the Eagles, 2-2 pitch. Jaroski swings and misses at an off-speed pitch, and that retires this side. A run for Avella on three hits, and they strand two. So we'll go to the seventh inning with Eden Christian leading Avella 9-3 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Cars are a lot more complicated than they used to be. When that pesky check engine light comes on, don't freak out. Bring your vehicle to Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair. They'll keep you on the road with oil changes, brakes, tires, alignments, state and emissions inspections, and Zrim's is one of the few places that still does motorcycle inspections. Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair, Old Ridge Road in Avella. One call does almost all. 724-356-2767. 724-356-2767.
Back here at Ross Memorial Park, we are headed to the top of the seventh inning. Eden Christian with a 9-3 lead over Avella. The bottom third of the order due up here for the Warriors to face Cole Jaroski, who is starting his second inning of work. Gave up an unearned run. Brady Hall tripled to start the sixth inning, and then a throwing error allowed him to come home from third. So Jaroski going to try to do something that has not been done today, and that is keep Eden Christian just to throw a scoreless inning. Warriors, again, have scored at least, they've scored one in every inning with the exception of the third where they scored four. Now Josh Tilden, the catcher to bat. Singled and scored in the fifth inning, plus a walk, so officially one for two. Right-handed hitting catcher, first pitch from Jaroski. Just underneath the letters on the inside edge for a called strike. The right-hander with the one-strike pitch. That one up and in, backs Tilden off the play. Count even at one. Winner moves on to Monday's state semifinals. Curveball outside corner called strike. One and two to Tilden. Sagertown winning earlier today. 11-0 in a five-inning ball game awaits the winner of this one. 1-2 pitch fouled back by Tilden. One ball, two strikes. Jaroski winds and delivers. Pitch down in the turf, evening the count at two. Josh Tilden leading off the top of the seventh here for Eden Christian, leading 9-3. Jaroski's 2-2 pitch, and that one downstairs. Count is full. Jaroski looks in. The right-hander for Avella with a 3-2 pitch. That one lifted foul. First base side. And staying just inside the fence so that Chase Maseko could make the grab in foul territory for the first out here on the top of the seventh. Aiden Helsley, the batter. Three singles in the game. He's got three runs batted in as well. Making a strong bid for our CNX Foundation player, or I should say our Washington County College Center player of the game. First pitch outside edge called strike. Right now, as we get the one strike pitch on the way from Jaroski, that one fouled out of play, first base side 0-2. Looking at player of the game candidates. Helsley certainly won 3-for-3 with the three singles and three runs batted in. Certainly Brady Hall's pitching performance deserves consideration. Pitch misses down and away 1-2 to Helsley. Jaroski into the windup. 1-2 pitch on the way. Curveball upstairs, 2-2. A berth in the state semifinals on the line. And Eden Christian with a six-run lead batting here in the top of the seventh inning. 2-2 pitch, misses low. So from 0-2 to 3-2. One out, base is empty here in the top of the seventh. Cole Jaroski on in relief of Bryce Wright. Ball hit in the air and hit well to left field. Turning is Berchanti. It's over his head, and it's going to one hop over the fence for a book roll double. Second hit given up by Jaroski. Fourth hit of the day for Aiden Helsley. 4-for-4. Maybe strengthening his grip on our player of the game honors. Enzo Natale will bat now, 0-for-2 plus a walk. Twelfth hit of the game for the Warriors. First pitch to Natale, takes a strike. Outside part of the plate, about letter high. Yeah. Jaroski looking back at second base, delivers, swing and a miss. And a tally out in front of that off-speed offering, 0-2. Shortstop Raddick playing right near the second base bag. A little easier to do that as the pitch misses low and away to the left-handed hitting Natale. One ball, two strikes. And as a shortstop, it's a little easier to give up all that room on the left side to a left-handed batter. 1-2 pitch. Called. Strike three. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Natale down on strikes. First strikeout for Cole Jaroski. And now back up to the top of the order to Noah Emsweiler. He is 1-for-4, singled and scored in the first. Also had an RBI ground out in the fifth. Bats with two down and Helsley at second base. Curveball inside, backs the left-handed hitting Emsweiler off the bag. Jaroski looks in, checks second base, now delivers. There's a called strike at the knees. Looked like something off speed there from Jaroski. 1-1. Jaroski again checks second and now delivers. Ball missed outside. Looked like a curveball. Just did not break enough to catch the outside edge. One thing I noticed Jaroski does, he looks back at second base and he doesn't, at least prior, he did not come back and face the batter until after he started toward the plate. And the ball is popped up, and it was Gatewood went into slightly to his left and then had to come back to his right. It does not make the catch. And that allows, with two outs, Helsley running on the pitch to score all the way from second base to make it now 10-3. He'll be charged with an error. On at first base is Emsworth. Brett Feldman, the batter, he takes a strike. Feldman 2-for-4 with a couple of runs scored. A couple of stolen bases as well. Pitch in the turf, skips away from Fuller, and that will allow Emsweiler to take second base easily. Three errors in the game now for the Eagles. When you look at a dozen hits, six walks, and three errors, it's tough to win a ball game that way. One ball, one strike. Jaroski delivers, fastball outside to the right-handed hitting Feldman. And again, Eden Christian now has scored in every inning. Two balls, one strike. Jaroski checks second and now delivers. Pitch misses low and away. 3-1. Eden Christian in the lead. Looking to wrap up a berth in the state semifinals. 3-1 pitch. And breaking ball misses down and away. Feldman with a walk, putting runners at first and second. Seven walks in the game now, surrendered by Eagles pitchers. Second given up by Jaroski. And Brady Hall will bat. First base, Hall with a couple of extra base hits. Doubled in the fourth to bring home a run. Tripled and scored in the sixth. Bats here with teammates at first and second and two down. Takes up high for a ball. So Hall has done it with his right arm. Five innings of one-run ball. And again, a couple of extra base hits as well. Takes downstairs 2-0. With one out, Aiden Helsley doubled. Then came home when a pop-up was not caught by third baseman Hayden Gatewood. Pitch up and in to the right-handed hitting Hall. after Emsweiler reached first on that error, a walk to Feldman, putting runners at first and second, 3-0 count now to Hall as Cole Jaroski stretches and delivers. Ground ball, left side, through the hole for a base hit. Verchanti up with it. His throw will be cut off. Scoring from second base is Emsweiler to make it 11-3. RBI single for Hall. He has three hits in the game and two runs batted in. That run is unearned because of the error. Jake DeFazio, the batter now. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch tied him up, up and in. DeFazio came into the ball game when then-third baseman Caleb Emsweiler went out with an injury. DeFazio, with the runners going, fouls a fastball straight back. So this is the third plate appearance for DeFazio. Looked at a called third strike in the fourth and then walked and later was caught stealing in the sixth. So Jaroski trying to get out of this inning. The right-hander checks the runners, now delivers. Pitch misses outside. One ball, two strikes. Jaroski checks second base, now delivers. Ground ball, foul, wide of third. Two runs in the top of the seventh here for the Warriors. They lead 11-3. Tall task for the Eagles when they bat in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jaroski's 1-2. Breaking ball up high. Feldman at second, Hall at first. Jaroski with the 2-2 pitch. And that curveball stays up and in. DeFazio has to duck underneath it. Count is full, and with two outs, the runners will be off. Jaroski brings in the 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss on what probably was ball four on a high and tight fastball. DeFazio down on strikes to end the inning. Second strikeout for Jaroski. Two runs in the top of the seventh for Eden Christian on two hits, one error, and they strand a pair. So we'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Last chance for the Avella Eagles, trailing 11-3 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Last chance for Avella as they come to bat here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Designated hitter Cam Olam scheduled to lead it off against Eden Christian left-hander Noah Emsweiler, who will start his second inning of relief. Gave up a run on three hits in the bottom of the sixth inning. Also struck out a pair. And Olam, who is 0-for-1 plus a walk, will lead it off. He's the number nine hitter in the order. Noah Emsweiler, a left-hander, The sophomore with his first pitch in the bottom of the seventh, swing and a miss at a good fastball. Just enough inside to tie Olam up a bit. Stretch by Emswiler in the one strike pitch. Fastball a little bit high near the outside edge. Olam started the bat but was able to hold up. 1-1. Emswiler delivers. Swing and a miss. Something off speed there from Emswiler, and Olam tried to adjust but came up empty. 1-2. Emswiler works exclusively from the stretch, delivers, and the pitch misses upstairs. Stretch by Emswiler. 2-2 pitch. And it misses low. So a full count to Cam Olam leading off the bottom of the seventh here for the Avella Eagles. Olam just a freshman. 3-2 pitch, and it misses low and away, so Olam draws his second walk of the game. First walk given up by Emswiler on in relief of Brady Hall, who gave up one run on two hits and struck out 11 through the first five innings. Back to the top of the order, and Bryce Wright for the Eagles. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Wright singled in the first, had a sac fly and RBI in the third, and hit by a pitch in the fifth. One strike pitch. That one hits in the turf out in front of home plate. 1-1. Eagles sent six batters to the plate against Emswiler an inning ago. And that pitch in the turf and skips away from the catcher Tilden on the wild pitch. Olam easily takes second base. This is another one of those situations up by eight runs. And Brett Feldman, the shortstop, Brady Hall at first base, both going to come in and, you know, just assume they're saying, you know, just throw strikes. We've got an eight-run lead. Giving up one free pass here to Olam. No need to put people on base unnecessarily. The ball hit well into left field. Natale going back into the gap, but plenty of room to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Olam retreats to second base. So one down for Chaz Rush, who's 0 for 3. Rush also a freshman for the Eagles. First pitch from Emswiler. Fastball inside. Pops out of the glove of the catcher, Tilden, but just trickles to his left. And again, down eight runs. If you're Olam, you better be 100% sure that you're going to advance on a play like that. 1-0 pitch, fastball high. Short lead for Olam, and he stretches that out a bit here as Rush waits on a 2-0 pitch. Hits it in the air, shallow right field, and coming in to make the play is DeFazio. Called off the second baseman, Wolf, at the last moment for the second out of the inning. Now it's up to Brian Martos to try to keep it going. 0 for 2 plus a walk. Cam Olam at second with two down here in the bottom of the seventh for Avella. They trail 11-3. Martos, right-handed batter against the lefty Noah Emswiler. Ball hit in the air, foul territory, first base side, and it will get out of play. Emswiler up on the mound. Stretches, One strike pitch to Martos. That's a called strike just above the belt on the outer half of the play. Should be 0-2. Emswiler trying to nail it down for the Warriors. Here's his pitch. High chopper to the shortstop. Feldman. Fields throws to first, and it's low, and it gets by Brady Hall. Coming down from third and scoring is Olam to make it 11-4. So error on the shortstop, Feldman. First error of the game for Eden Christian. Again, that makes it 11-4. Martos on it first with two down. And Isaiah Braddock with an opportunity to bat here. Tripled and scored in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. Again, we'll give you a recap after the game, plus our Washington County College Center player of the game. First pitch fastball sails outside. Tilden had to reach across his body to prevent that one from getting past him. Brady deep in the box. Go over to first, and back in standing up is Martos. One ball, no strikes. Noah Emswiler, the lefty. For Eden Christian, going to have to wait because Braddock asks for time. Now the stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball upstairs pops out of the glove of Tilden, and taking second base is Martos. Ball popped out of the glove there. Not the easiest play for Tilden to catch, but one he would probably tell you that he should have, so we'll go pass ball there. Two balls, no strikes to Braddock. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. Martos, the runner at second with two down. Eagles trying to keep it going. 3-0 pitch on the way. Braddock goes around on a high fastball that probably would have been ball four, but just too tempting to lay off. Three balls, one strike. Emswiler with the 3-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. Full count. Cam Olam, the runner at second. 3-2 count with two down here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch from Emswiler, fouled straight back. Ayala Eagles trying to prevent their season from coming to an end, but a tall mountain to climb, down by seven. With two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Check swing, a little soft pop-up that's going to be handled by Emswiler, the pitcher, to end the ballgame. Avella comes up with a run in the bottom of the seventh. They do it without a hit, and they strand one. And that will do it. The final score, 11-4. Eden Christian Academy defeats Avella in the quarterfinals of the PIAA baseball playoffs. Eden Christian will advance to Monday semifinals. The Eagles' first ever appearance in the state baseball playoffs comes to an end, and we'll recap it for you when we come back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here at Ross Memorial Park, an 11-4 win for Eden Christian Academy over Avella. And the line score in the game for Eden Christian, 11 runs, 13 hits, 1 error, and 8 left on base. For Avella, 4 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors. The Eagles strand 6. Winning pitcher Brady Hall goes 5 innings, gives up 1 run on 2 hits, walk 3, struck out 11, also hit 1 batter. Noah Emsweiler, 2 innings of relief, and he gave up. Two runs. Just want to check that Hall gave up two runs, both earned. Emsweiler, two runs, one earned on three hits, one walk, and a pair of strikeouts. For the Eagles, Bryce Wright takes the loss, went the first 5 innings, gave up 8 runs, all 8 earned on 10 hits, walked 5 and struck out 5. Cole Jaroski with 2 innings of relief, gave up 3 runs. I have them all unearned on 2 hits, 2 walks, and a pair of strikeouts. Eden Christian scored in each inning. First inning, Noah Emsweiler scored after singling and stealing second back-to-back box, and he scored to make it 1-0. Second inning, Aiden Helsley with an RBI single to bring home Charlie Wolf, who started the inning with a walk to make it 2-0. And then 4 in the third for Eden Christian. Jacob Janicki and Aiden Helsley each with 2-run singles. That made it 4-0. Eagles got a run in the bottom of the third inning. The leadoff triple from Cole Jaroski came home on a sack fly by Bryce Wright. That made it, 6-1 after that run for the Eagles. 7-1 after an RBI double from Brady Hall, bringing home Brett Feldman with a run in the top of the fourth inning. For Eden Christian, got a run in the top of the fifth inning on an RBI ground out from Noah Emsweiler. That brought home Josh Tilden, who singled earlier in the inning. That made it 8-1. Eagles made it 8-2 with a run in the bottom of the fifth inning. Leadoff walk by Braden Fuller. And eventually a passed ball brought courtesy runner Eli Maidment home with the second run of the game for the Eagles. That made it 8-2. Single run in the top of the sixth inning to make it 9-2 for Eden Christian. A leadoff triple by Brady Hall. Throwing error allowed him to score. Again, that made it 9-2. Eagles got a run back in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out triple for Isaiah Braddock, followed by an RBI single by Wesley Burchanti to make it 9-3. And then two in the top of the seventh for Eden Christian. One out double for Helsley, who was 4-for-4 in the game with three runs batted in. Also scored a run. Came home on an RBI single by Brady Hall. And Noah Emsweiler later came around to score as well to get the Eden run total to 11. And one run in the bottom of the seventh inning for Avella. Cam Olam with a leadoff walk, moved to second on a wild pitch, and then came home on an error on a ball hit by Brian Martos to shortstop Brett Feldman. Feldman with a throwing error that allowed Olam to score to get us to our final score, 11-4. Again, Eden Christian moves on into the state semifinals on Monday. They will take on Sagertown. Sagertown, an 11-0 five-inning winner over Bishop Carroll earlier today. And with the win, Eden Christian improves to 18-5 on the season. Avella's season ends at 13-7, but an historic season for the Eagles getting into the PIAA playoffs for the first time in school history. And we also have to hand out our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Easily comes down to two choices, but you know, neither one, it's a tough choice. We'll give it to Bryce Wright, I guess, because he did it on the mound and with his bat. Five innings of a two-run ball. And gave up just two hits, walked three, struck out 11, also hit one batter. But Hall also with the bat in this ball game had three hits, two runs batted in, and he also scored one. Honorable mention to Aiden Helsley, who was 4-for-4 with three runs batted in and one scored for Eden Christian. You easily could have given it to either one of those guys. But because of the dual threat performance of Brady Hall, we'll go with him as our Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, player of the game. So that'll wrap things up here from Ross Memorial Park. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Alex Barris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Zrim's Tire and Auto Repair, one call does almost all. 724-356-2767. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Thanks to head coaches Josh Fogg of Avella and Eden Christian's Mark Feldman, and to Randy Gore, our on-site producer, and Hannah Knoll on the camera today for our NFHS video stream. I'm Mark Uriah. Thanks for being with us. Final score, 11-4. Eden Christian defeats Avella in the quarterfinals of the PIAA baseball playoffs. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.